second son. Her second son is Michael, who is 9. There's 6 weeks between Michael and Max. The sad thing is they live so far apart, but they could be the closest I come to twins if they lived in the same city. And then I have another daughter, the youngest one, Ellen, who lives in Boston.
And her name is Ellen what?
Ellen Siegel.
And her husband?
Her husband is Stephen Siegel from Minneapolis. And they have 3 children. A little boy, Ryan, who's 7 and a half. And after 5 little boys, we've got 2 little girls. Lindsay, who is 4. And Samantha, who is 19 months. And my other son-in-law is Ed Rosenberg, Susie's husband. He's a Pittsburgher. She's the only one to marry the local person.
So tell us what it's like being a grandmother.
It's wonderful. As you well know, it's great. The only problem is finding time to go visit them. So whenever we get a chance, we do. So I don't go to Florida, I go to California, or I go to Boston. And that's where I'm headed to in about 10 days, to Boston.
Do you have as much time for the organizations now as you used to?
Oh, I have the time. I sometimes don't have all the patience that I used to have.
Well, why is that?
I'm not sure exactly. I've been trying to figure it out. I guess maybe because I'm a senior now and I'm allowed to be somewhat impatient.
That's a good answer.
But I like to have time free when Mervyn and I can do things together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just finish with maybe we talked about your relationship with the non-Jewish world all growing up and so forth, but how do you view the Jewish community's place within Pittsburgh today?
I think the Jewish community has an important, respected place in the community. I think we've been very supportive of many community endeavors, and there are a lot of our people who have positions of importance throughout the city. And I think Pittsburgh is in an enviable position in that there's just a good relationship, interrelationship between the Jewish groups and a good relationship between the Christian and Jewish groups, and also between the black community and the Jewish group. It's a pretty great city to live in.
We'll echo that. We thank you, Doris.
Yes, we surely do.
And I thank you very much.
And anytime you want to invite us again.
Okay.